PR 2020-4757, SI 2021-307 site plan for McRitchie at Volcano Road between Central and Bristol. Mr. Litzus is here with Kim Lee Horn. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself with your address?
Hello, Madam Chair and the board. Stephen Litzus with Kim Lee Horn. For address is 4582 South Ulster Street, and that's Denver, Colorado, 802.
Thank you. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, ma'am. I swear to tell the truth.
Okay, Ms. Sun, do you want to make comments?
My name is Juliana. I'm with McRitchie. Address is 715 Fifth Ave, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta. And no, thank you.
Okay, why don't I swear you in just in case, since you've already done that nice introduction with, I'm assuming we get to see Calgary out through your window there. Okay, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, if you should speak. So go ahead, Mr. Litzus, and give us an update. I know you've been working hard on your resubmittal.
Yes, ma'am. We only had a few comments, or Stephen Litzus with Kim Lee Horn. We only had a few comments addressed in the last time related to infrastructure list and a few transportation comments to pick up. I believe we have gotten all those now, and looking at the comments ahead of the meeting, I think maybe we are in agreement with most of them. So yes, otherwise nothing as major as the last submission. And I think the board is, it's what the board saw last time as well with the minor changes.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 3 on Volcano Road? Please raise your hand, speak up, or press star 9 if you're on audio. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Good morning, Blaine Carter with the Water Authority. The availability statement has been issued at 2101-11, and that provides the conditions for service. For the record, the portion of the sewer lateral up to the sewer main shall be private, and the manhole location shall be per the spacing criteria. I think there's just an errant sort of leader on one of those, calling out a manhole at the connection point, but it's otherwise the symbols are per the requirements. And just also for the record, the use of an RV dump station will require typically a flat rate sewage count for that use. For the infrastructure list, the revisions address our comments, and we have no further objections. Overall, we are have no further objections to this moving forward. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Carter, this is Chair Wolfley. So the infrastructure list now includes the revision you needed. Is that correct?
Mr. Blaine, with the Water Authority, that's correct.
All right, thank you, sir. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. All previous code enforcement comments have been addressed, and code enforcement has no other comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Okay, sorry, my computer was a little frozen there for a second. So our comments were about the seed mix that you have on page 105 of a PDF or page 15 of the plan set. Just regarding the detention basin mix, it appears that that mix is for a situation that would have a high soil saturation. And I wanted to check to see if that was the condition that you expected there. We typically ask for something that would be a combination of grass and wildflowers because of the arid climate. So that would be very much dependent on like the condition of that specific spot that you're expecting to have that mix. If you believe that there won't be constant water in that area, that you may want to switch to the mix that we typically have, and it's listed in our specs.
Sorry, I can jump in now, Cheryl, if you're good. Stephen Litzis with Kimley Horn. I've actually asked our landscape architect to jump on the call or jump on the meeting here as well. It's Chris Hepler, also with Kimley Horn. If you want to share him and Madam Chair, I just thought it might be easier for him to, instead of me playing telephone,
sure,
for him to address that.
Great idea. So. Okay, speak up, Mr. Hepler, I believe, and then you'll jump up to the top of my tiles.
Hello. Hi, I'm there Chris Hepler with Kimley Horn.
Okay. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to give any response or questions to what Ms. Sommerfeld?
Yes, absolutely. Gave? So thanks for your question and your feedback. I've reviewed your specs and thanks for bringing that to our attention. We are absolutely willing and wanting to use the seed mixes that you guys have provided in your spec, and we will we'll be updating our plans to show the city preferred seed mixes that will give you the look desired. We put on there a mix that we typically use in this area, but I mean in New Mexico, but it's totally, we're totally good with using your guys' mix. So we'll get that updated on our plans.
Great, thank you.
Okay, and Mr. Hepler, this is Chair Wolfley. Will you be, since that portion is part of your landscaped area and you have other landscaping going on, will you be irrigating to establish that seed mix? That's sort of what's required here as well, to actually get it, yes, established and stabilized. Okay.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. We'll, we typically do a 2-year establishment period for seed mixes. So for irrigation.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan. We have no objections.
Thank you. Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. All of my previous comments on the infrastructure list have been addressed. I just have a few comments left with relationship to the public and private sidewalk. Well, first of all, actual public roadway improvements for Volcano Road shall be reviewed and approved through the city work order process prior to construction. Platting action shall also be required to include all public roadway improvements, including the 6-foot sidewalk. So before final sign off on the plan by the DRB chair, I believe the plat has to be in place. So also when I was looking at the right-of-way line, the public sidewalk along Volcano Road needs to be shown within the public right-of-way. So the boundary line looks like it needed to be adjusted there. The ramp details referenced along Big Volcano Road have a reference to DOT curb ramp details, and instead you should make a reference to curb detail per city standards through the work order process. Along the building within the site, if the sidewalk is flush with curb, specify on the plan, just for clarification, to demonstrate ADA compliance.
Okay, questions for Ms. Wolfenberger?
Stephen Litzis, Kimley Horn. Thank you for your comments, Ms. Wolfenberger. No questions from our side. The only question is it okay to, because since we need to come back with the plat to address that plat question when the plat comes back in, as opposed to another DRB submission.
Okay, Mr. Biazar, are you available?
Madam Chair, okay. This is Shahab Biazar, so, yes.
Do you mind kind of outlining how you recommend we do some of these process steps with the plat? For example, Ms. Wolfenberger is suggesting that, for example, I don't sign off on the site plan until the plat is in place, which is what we normally do. But can you give us any direction on how this particular combination of things should work?
Sure, Madam Chair. This is Shahab Piazar. Yeah, so as we've done this in the past, we like the plot to be going forward with the site plan since we are going through a vacation action and that's going to be taking a while. We could definitely move forward with approving this site plan with delegation of final signature to when the plotting is completed.
Okay, and then we will still tie the infrastructure list to the site plan, correct?
That would be, yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. Planning comments.
This is Katie Bolt. So the applicant has addressed all the planning comments. There was a sensitive lands analysis included in their resubmittal. And I don't believe that planning has any outstanding issues on this. Other than that, you know, all of the standard plat items apply in terms of, I realize this is for the site plan, but you know, all of the standard comments regarding signatures and all of that to apply. And I would agree with what we just said about the plat.
Thank you. Appreciate all that. Mr. Rodenbeck, would you bring up the infrastructure list on this so that all DRB members can see the one that would be signed if we were to approve this?
So this is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll just note, we'll need the applicant to get me a signed and dated infrastructure list. We don't have that information here, but this is the latest infrastructure list that I received from the applicant.
Okay, Mr. Litsis, when are you able to get a signature on this?
I believe we can do it quickly. As you're aware, Madam Chair, the interesting issue with the project is that we want to get to a point with the DRB where the site plan is acceptable, if not fully, I mean, not fully signed off, but acceptable. So that the developer, which is Juliana on the call here, can go and close the property. If she is able to sign as the agent, or if Mick Ritchie is able to sign as the agent right now, then we can get it to you ASAP. If they also need to be the owner of the property to sign off on the list, then that would probably need to wait until they are formally the owner of the project, which is when the plat would come in at the same time.
Okay, Mr. BSR?
Madam Chair,
I'm not sure. Did you hear that? Is Ms. Son as or Mr. Litsis, either one, are they able to sign the infrastructure list?
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Yazar. If, you know, as part of the application, we typically need a letter authorizing the agent to work on their behalf so the agent can sign the infrastructure list.
Great. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to note that if this site plan is ready for approval, Mr. Litsis, if you get me a signed and dated infrastructure list before the end of the meeting, you know, I can get this DRB, electronic signatures from the DRB members after our meeting. So
Mr. Litsis, you're the kind of agent for the case, right? You have authority from the owner to do the work you're doing. Okay, so it would be your signature on this infrastructure list.
Yes, I will get it to you, Mr. Rodenbeck, no problem. I'll get it to you very quickly here via email.
Sounds good.
All right. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for site plan and the associated infrastructure list. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
Blaine Carter with the Water Authority, I vote for approval.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Carol Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Sorry, let me stop 1 second. Ms. Somerville, did you want any delegation? Yeah. Or do you want me to handle that on this? We're switching the seed mix.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. Yes, I guess that would be appropriate to ask for delegation to switch that seed mix to what they had, what we had discussed earlier.
Okay. Thank you. Now let's go to Ms. Sommerfeld's vote. I mean, Ms. Wolfenberger's vote.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve the infrastructure list. However, I accept delegation for the items just stated on the sidewalk, showing the boundary line in the correct place on the site plan, as well as adjusting the notes for the ramp details and the flush curb along the building.
Okay, thank you. So Ms. Sommerfeld, I just want to clarify your vote would be then without delegation. And I will take care of the seed mix. Okay.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks. I don't mind, you know, reviewing if they could just submit a list. Again, I'm not sure how to handle it with, I'm thinking, you know, that planning would be the delegator or the delegator.
Correct. Okay. So can you clarify that your vote is to approve?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. My vote is to approve.
Okay. And Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair, votes to approve with delegation for the change out of the seed mix. And second to identify that the plat is in place before final sign-off? And am I missing anything, staff?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'm gonna screen share one more time here and show on the site plan, we need the signature blocks depicted. I didn't bring this up because I didn't think this was going to get approved. But we need the signature blocks, and we need the project and application numbers, and we need the solid waste signature on the signature block to be obtained as well prior to me being able to distribute the site plan for DRB e-signatures. And we'll need the recorded IIA prior to final sign off because there's the infrastructure list attached.
Okay, I apologize. I need to kind of clarify my delegation. Mr. Litzis, have you gotten your solid waste approval?
I don't, sorry, Stephen Litzis with Kimley Horn. I think I need to get back to you on that. I need to dig back through our records. This is in regards to trash service to the site, is that right?
Right. Yeah. They review the site plan to make sure that the layout of everything works with their vehicles.
I need to follow up with them. So I do not have anything in writing for them yet.
Okay. Mr. Biazar, is that a problem?
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. I don't think that's a problem. I mean, that you could possibly take that as a delegation.
Okay.
As well, then I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we're clear on our approval that you are approving the infrastructure list and you're taking delegation on the site plan.
Correct. Okay, so this is Chair Wolfley. I'm going to clarify my vote here, and my vote is for approval with delegation that the seed mix is changed to what Ms. Sommerfeld recommends in her comments, that the plat be in place prior to my sign off, that the signature blocks and application numbers be added to the site plan, which would include having all the utility signatures in place, that the solid waste signature be in place, and that there's a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. And that will be, I'll just say 16 weeks. And there is a consensus vote to approve item 3, project PR 2020-4757, application SI 2021-307 site plan, and the infrastructure list dated today because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for 16 weeks to address the issues just stated. So Mr. Litsis, what's this means? The 16 weeks just gives a kind of a window for you to get items complete. We know you've got the vacation still going through and the plat. So it just helps us kind of have a mark in time to know, like, if you haven't gotten sign off, we need to check in with you. Okay, so I just kind of want to explain what that 16 weeks means. So all of those items that we just stated as delegation items need to be completed before we would actually sign off on the site plan, but you do have an approval with delegation. Okay, any questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair and the DRB for your help on this over the past few months. We really appreciate that. Just so I can understand, we will, Mr. Rebeck, I will get you the infrastructure improvement agreement signed shortly here, so you can have it by the end of the meeting.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Just want to clarify. So you're getting me the infrastructure list to get signed by the DRB. And then after that, once you get a signed infrastructure list, you will work with the DRC to get an approved and recorded infrastructure improvements agreement, which is what is required to be submitted to us prior to final sign off for the site plan.
Understood. So. Understood. And I may follow up as well to that, but understand exactly. I just was going to get that one piece to you now. The remaining stuff will happen over the next 16 weeks while the plat's being put in place, while the vacation's going through, and then ultimately after the plat is approved and after the vacation hopefully is approved, we will get final sign-off within that 16-week period. Ideally, much shorter than that, we will just submit the drawings to you with the signature blocks added and with Ms. Wolfenberger's comments addressed as well as Ms. Sommerfeld's comments addressed to the seed mix on that plan. So when you're ready to sign off, you will be good. Yes, that sounds great. Two follow-up questions really quick. Is there anything that the board provides in writing that would say what we just discussed here, or is it all verbal?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. On Friday, we will have a notice of decision, which specifies the decision.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's very helpful for
it'll
our
be on, it'll be posted on our website.
Perfect.
Real quick. Mr. Shahapi, Mr. Litsis, we will need the signature block on the site plan as well, as soon as you can. So they could, Jay could start routing those site plans for signature.
I will get that today as well to you, Jay.
Thank you.
No problem. Go ahead. Sorry, Madam Chair.
Oh, Mr. Litsis, and so the thing that's immediately needed from you is getting your signature on the infrastructure list and that back to Jay ASAP. So, okay.
Yeah, no problem.
And then anything else that you needed?
Yes, second question, and this is related, our land use attorney, Michelle Henry, is on the phone or on the line as well. The vacation request has been submitted to the DRB, but has not been formally taken in yet. And I didn't know if the DRB had that in their system or they could provide an update from that. And Ms. Henry may provide more context to that as well.
This is probably a matter that should be handled outside the meeting. Okay. Ms. Gould can give you an update about where the vacation request lies because that's not actually on the agenda, but it's in process. Okay. If you don't mind that. And then, and all efforts you can make to be getting your platting effort lined up and the future submission of that's going to record all the vacation and all these other things that Ms. Wolfenberger talked about. So,
understood. Okay. So do we come back to you in 16 weeks? Or if it's approved sooner, can it be approved?
No, the 16 weeks just relates to signing things off. It's kind of we want to try to get the site plan signed off within these 16 weeks.
Understood.
So obviously, you could, yeah, definitely, it probably should be before, but it's more like a checkup date, like we'd come looking for you in 16 weeks and if we didn't hear from you, so.
Understood. Thank you very much. Thank you, board, for your
okay,
help.
Okay, but yeah, you are, the site plan is approved with delegation. You know, it's not anything we could sign off on today, mm-hmm. but it gives you the list of delegation items that you are approved with.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Nice to see you, Ms. Henry, and Ms. San.
Thank you.
All right.